I'm Craig Adams.
And we are on location this morning. It is our WEOL North Coast BIA spotlight on Avon Lake. We are at the Legacy Restaurant and Grill overlooking Sweetbriar Golf Course. And this portion is brought to you by the City of Avon Lake. Raise your children, build your business, enjoy retirement, and appreciate the sunsets in Avon Lake. Unfortunately, Craig, because we do a morning show, sunsets are out of the picture for us. We get to see the sun, well, the sunrise in the morning here over the water here at the golf course this morning. And joining us across the table is the mayor of Avon Lake, Greg Zilka. Good morning.
Good morning. Some of us get to see the sun set in reverse every morning, and it can be just as beautiful.
Yes, I think so, especially in a community like this. And, of course, talk a little bit about what's new in the city.
What's new in the city? We've had a fantastic year. It's just been wonderful with the various programs that our recreation department has put on. You're going to hear about that coming up later in the program. We have our recreation director, Tim Pinchek, and Nicole Haas, who's been instrumental in initiating a fishing program where she was able to get a grant from the state. And fishing is coming back. It's roaring back based on what we've seen in this community. So that's one of the few things that we've seen. We've had a series of concerts that we revived. The last one drew over 500 people at Miller Road Park. You'll hear from Tim Pinchek about that coming up. I'm sure we've got a special event related to concerts coming up next June. It's on our calendar and so forth. We have a number of new staff members. Ted Esporn is going to be talking with you. He is our economic development director. And we have some special challenges in Avon Lake. It's a great residential community, but the I-90 and what's going on in Avon becomes a special challenge to some of our commercial establishments in our city. The big boxes and the clusters of new commercial is a challenge for our people in Avon Lake. So we're making every effort to have everyone shop local and think of Avon Lake first before you drive off to a mall or a shopping center. So we've got a lot to offer. It's great to sit here and look at the beautiful golf course. And certainly it's wonderful how Joanne and Bucky Koff have hosted various events, various programs, various tournaments, and so forth. We just saw the girls walk by. There's a girl sectional golf tournament here. I understand they put on the boys sectional tournament yesterday. So without people like that, various programs just wouldn't work. So we're very pleased and lucky that Joanne and Bucky are so generous with their time and their support for various causes.
Ed, Mayor, we've heard already this morning about new homes going up and yesterday about how quickly those homes are selling. So yes, this community is in demand.
Absolutely. We anecdotally have noticed an interest in residences in Avon Lake from the American Greetings facility and also from the clinic. As you bring that number of people in the workforce in within a few miles of our city, you're going to have those individuals looking at homes in our community for various reasons. Our favorable tax rate. Also, we don't have the hustle and bustle that neighboring communities have because we don't have the large cluster of commercial activity. Those of us who live in Avon Lake know that you can make pretty good time going down Lake Road to Clegg to get on I-90, but of course the Nagel Road interchange is an incredibly convenient thing for those of us who live in the east end of town. We're just minutes away from there. I live 2 miles away from the Cleveland Clinic, but the clinic is in another community. That's been a tremendous asset to eastern Lorain County, and it's amazing what the city of Avon has done over the last 15, 20 years to make that happen. Those of us who were around then probably were skeptical when they heard of all the grand plans and so forth, but when you have groups like the Jacobs Group and the clinic working together, things are going to happen. You can build your own interchange and so forth, and with that comes commerce.
You mentioned Avon a couple times. I assume you have got a pretty good relationship with Mayor Brian Jensen, and you work together on some different projects, repaving of Route 83, for example.
Exactly. We are experiencing the repaving of Route 83 right now, and our Public Works Director, Joe Reitz, will be talking about that. I got another phone call last night. We're doing it at night, and the state has decided to do it from 8 p.m. till 6 in the morning. Well, when you are grinding asphalt, that makes a lot of noise. There are a lot of lights up, a lot of trucks sitting there idling and running. People are very upset, but the one reason why they did that was because if we did it during the day, particularly in front of Avon Lake High School and other areas along Route 83, you're going to create a real traffic issue, and it's going to prolong the project. By working nights, they're able to go in, get it done, and much less time, and that's in everyone's best interest, but not in the, except for the people who live along Route 83 who are light sleepers. And I fully understand that, and that's a real challenge. We've had a lot of infrastructure improvements going on in the city. Avon Lake has Avon Lake Regional Water, which is in our charter, gives them semi-autonomous responsibilities, but they are still part of the city of Avon Lake. We put in a sewer system in the early 60s. It was a combined sewer system, so when people flush their toilet, most of the time the bad things go to the treatment plant, but if heavy rains, when that system is loaded up with stormwater, it gets flushed out in the lake. And obviously in the early 70s, it was determined that we have to change that system. So we're in the process of separating our sewers, where the stormwater goes into the lake, the not so nice stuff goes to the treatment plant. We have a lot of those projects going on. We have a new water line that was going down Walker Road, and at the same time we have the gas company putting in new gas pipes in certain areas for natural gas. So people are frustrated. It's understandable. When you pull, if you can't pull out of your driveway conveniently, it's frustrating. But when you're, you know, particularly when you play it tight about getting to work just a minute or two before, sometimes you get delayed, and it's extremely frustrating for people. So we've got all these things going on, but after all this inconvenience becomes a better infrastructure, a cleaner lake, totally rebuilt streets, and a lot of good things come out of that too. So we have to remind our residents that that is the case.
We're talking with Avon Lake Mayor Greg Zilka. And again, today in the news, we have more stories about heroin, cocaine. Every community is susceptible to that. And I know you're a big supporter of Issue 35 going on the ballot in November.
Yes, I am. I just recently was appointed to the Addis Board, so I'm wet behind the ears when it comes to the full depth of the issue. I don't pretend to be an expert on heroin or opiate abuse. But it's a serious problem. In 2013, after getting reports from my police and fire chiefs that we had had five heroin overdose deaths in Avon Lake in 9 months, it was just absolutely shocking to me. So I made an announcement at a city council meeting, and after I was done, it was just dead silent in the room, like, oh, what did you do? And people soon realize, hey, we've got a problem. And it's not just Avon Lake, of course. It's not just Lorain County. There's been over 70 deaths in Lorain County already this year, which is a big increase from the year before, which is a big increase from 2 years ago. It's all over. It's in our culture. And heroin, opium has been in civilization and affecting civilization for years, just like alcohol has, and we're not going to totally eliminate it. That's very naive to think that, but we certainly can try to discourage people from going down that path and try to get people to avoid falling into that trap. It's a very difficult thing. Not only is it a problem for the individual who's the addict, but it destroys or seriously challenges families when dealing with this particular problem. Even though there have been great efforts recently, the introduction of fentanyl and other drugs that which they combine with heroin creates a problem where someone who might be a heroin addict doesn't realize that they're putting in their body something that's much more powerful and lethal. And unfortunately, after a relapse, after someone's been through rehab, if they go back and use it, the body reaction, even to what they were used to before, it can be fatal to them. So we're trying to proposed a 1.2 mil levy, which will run for 5 years for a $100,000 home. It's about $42 a year. If you live in a $200,000 home, just do the math, double it, or make that adjustment based on what your housing value is. We think it's a good investment. There was some controversy. A councilman from a nearby community suggested that cities were not a social service agency and should not get involved in this. We can't afford not to get involved in this. This is such a serious issue. It has permeated our culture. People of all ethnic, social, financial classes are being affected by this, and it's something that we just have to try to get our hands on at the beginning stage, because it costs us a lot of money at the other end, and it's in the, and of course the loss of good human life is just unbelievable. When I made the announcement in 2013, I got a call from an individual who said to me, "Thank you for lowering my property values." Well, of course, we all are concerned about our financial situation, our property values, but the thing we value most, of course, are our children, and we need to focus on that, and we need to try and work together. And the county has done a great job, and the Addis Board and the various groups like LACADA, which, the LACADA Way, which is a private group that is funded through Addis to provide rehab and counseling services for individuals so they can rebuild their lives. That's something that's a positive thing and something that can work, and we're hoping that we can make headway in this and stop this terrible onslaught. 8 people a day in Ohio die from drug overdoses, almost 3,000 a year. That's much more than auto accidents. Just amazing.
And you have a public forum coming up soon about this?
Yeah, well, coincidentally, we have something in Avon Lake on October 11th, which is next Tuesday at 6:30 at the Avon Lake Public Library. We're going to have a forum where a number of people are going to be there, including Dr. Scott Peterson from the Avon Cleveland Clinic. He's a pain specialist, and he's going to be speaking on the medical aspect of this. Some people, unfortunately, become addicted to opiates through prescription drugs, and then after their prescriptions can no longer be filled, they go out into the street and find much cheaper heroin, which is a real crapshoot, as you know. There was a BBC radio program that was put together last summer, and it was released about a month ago. And there were 3 different versions of it, and it was online. And they actually played my tape of announcing in 2013 that we had a problem, and interviewed a number of people in the community, and it caused quite a stir in Avon Lake, because it didn't talk about what we're doing to try to deal with the problem. It focused on what's happening. And so it created a somewhat unsettling picture of Avon Lake and the Avon Lake schools and so forth, because it shouldn't be shocking to people that heroin is in public schools throughout the country. And when someone described it graphically of how heroin was purchased and how it was used and so forth, it's very unsettling, but the Avon Lake schools have had a program for a number of years, starting even at the first grade, about making good choices about what not to put in your body and so forth, and setting the stage to help get people on the right track to make sound decisions. We all were young once, and we all made dumb choices. Now, if you're into this situation, this can grab hold of you, and you just can't shake it very easily.
Yeah, and your dumb choice could be deadly. In the
exactly.
Case like that too,
it's just an awful problem, and I know people who have gone through this, families, and it's just devastating. And all of a sudden, you would do anything to try to put things back on track, but it's not that easy. So there's a lot of pain and suffering and agony that goes along with it. It's tough being young nowadays. There are just so many challenges. The internet takes you down the wrong path and so forth. And heroin use and so forth, whether it's because of prescription addiction and so forth, which the medical profession is very, very strongly trying to correct their approach to not giving too much or prescribing too much of this. Unfortunately, in our society, when patients evaluate their visits to a doctor or a medical facility, pain management is a big thing. And so in people's minds, an ideal medical experience is one where you feel no pain. It's not realistic. So we drifted into the area where more medication was prescribed than perhaps people needed. And sometimes you can go and have a relatively minor surgical procedure, and over-the-counter pain medication can do it, rather than putting people prescribing opioids of some sort. So I better stop talking, because I am not an expert on this and I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But we do issue 35 on November 8th. It's a very important thing. And we do have a forum on October 11th at the Avon Lake Public Library. And we welcome anyone who wants to come out and learn how to better understand the problem.
We may not be an expert. We can hear the passion and the empathy that you have, and
as a
city leader, that's what we ask for sometimes, somebody who can understand a problem
that
an individual might have. Our guest this morning is the mayor of Avon Lake, Greg Zilka, joining us. And we've got, you mentioned earlier about Parks and Rec, we've got Tim Pinchak coming up in just a moment, and then a little bit later on we'll talk with the economic development and a little bit about public utilities here.